bags on each one of these shackles. I'm going to have that 100-foot line put through every single one of these bowline lines. We'll tie off one end of it to a cleat, and we will hang on to the other for control. It's going to be our last and final drop line. When we let it go, the whole rig's going to go down to the deep bottom, okay? We'll use these 15-footers for manipulating. We'll probably run them through here, say one here and one here. And a couple of you guys can, you know, one of you have one tag line, maybe tie the end of it to a cleat. The other guy have the other tag line, and maneuver this thing over the side with the bags below it. Once we get it into the water, things will lighten up. We'll pull the tag lines on this thing. Keep hold of it with that thing. We're going to sink this thing down until these hydrophones are underneath the water. She's got this transducer box, and that transducer now is on Noah's back deck there. We're going to put that in the water with the hydrophone before we drop it. We're going to beep on this thing one more time to make sure it answers us and that everything is cool as it can be. Once we hear that, think about the currents and the winds, and it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get this over the side and down. We're going to be drifting. We're going to have this stuff in the water, and we really don't want to have the prop going. So we're going to depend on drift over the side. When we get the last beeps, we're going to say, everybody good? We'll let go of that long tag line. It's going to pull through that anchor, through those bowline knots, and off it goes. It's on the bottom. Okay? And then we'll make one final beep to it after it's on the bottom, and that's about as good as we can do. Okay? Making sense? Let's go ahead and get these machines secured inside. You guys got a rope or something, like maybe run through one of these tie to that cleat, and say this one back here. I do have one request on this whole thing. If you could, guys.